For those of you who are just tuning in, here are a few highlights of what we talked about on the program. It's time for today's Morning Sedition Cliff Notes. Walmart gave a contribution to embattled former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, even after his recent indictment on money laundering and conspiracy charges. Walmart gave DeLay money right after he got indicted because they knew that's when they'd get him at a bargain price. Walmart execs defended the move, saying that even if DeLay is convicted, they can resell their investment in him later at Sam's Club as damaged goods. A new study suggests that pathological liars may have abnormalities in their brains. Unfortunately, the study was largely based on interviews with pathological liars. Interestingly, the study also concluded that pathological liars have much better jobs, lots more money, and that a surprising number are, quote, really good friends with Jim Carrey. Pathological liars may have a predisposition to lie and should be differentiated from pathological lawyers who undergo years of training to lie. A new climate study says that because of global warming, the U.S. will face more extreme temperatures and more severe rainfall over the next century. Vice President Dick Cheney called this prediction nonsense and moved further underground. Experts warn that rising temperatures in conjunction with an epidemic of obesity means future generations will see a lot more fat people in bathing suits. So, you know, I don't know. That's either good or bad. Depends where you stand on the fat people in bathing suits thing. You know, that's some people like that.